Biologists, according to the New York Times, estimate that 90% of lobsters are caught within a year after they reach the legal minimum size at about age 6. Despite declining catches, New England fishermen continue to receive state and federal tax incentives that encourage them, in some cases all but compel them, to acquire bigger boats and to harvest the seas more intensively. Today, fishermen of Massachusetts are reduced to fishing the hideous hagfish, for which there is a slight market in the Far East, but even their numbers are now falling. We are remarkably ignorant of the dynamics that rule life in the sea. While marine life is poorer than it ought to be in areas that have been overfished, in some naturally impoverished waters there is far more life than there ought to be. The southern oceans around Antarctica produce only about 3% of the world's phytoplankton, far too little, it would seem, to support a complex ecosystem, and yet it does. Crab-eater seals are not a species of animal that most of us have heard of, but they may actually be the second most numerous large species of animal on Earth, after humans. As many as 15 million of them may live on the pack ice around Antarctica. There are also perhaps 2 million Weddell seals, at least 500,000 emperor penguins, and maybe as many as 4 million Adélie penguins. The food chain is thus hopelessly top-heavy. But somehow it works. Remarkably, no one knows how. All this is a very roundabout way of making the point that we know very little about Earth's biggest system. But then, as we shall see in the pages remaining to us, once you start talking about life, there is a great deal we don't know, not least how it got going in the first place.